your presence. That's where I want to be.
Okay, I'm going to open with a really cute YouTube listener letter. I'm not going to read the whole thing because some of it's private, but I get touched by these letters and I read every one. And sometimes we go to the mailbox. It reminds me when we started. It's like a circle. We started no mail, no anything. And then all of a sudden we grew quite big back in the day. And now we've left those movements and now we're starting over. And it's like deja vu, you know. And you get a letter in the mail, you're like, yes. And this is not a real popular message that we're preaching. But it's truth and it's the Bible. And the more I see, the more it makes me angry. Because people have lied to us, and I am only going to do to you what I wish someone would have done for me. When I was hungry for God, someone said, do this, don't do that, don't listen to these preachers, this is truth, but don't take that. We kind of grew up in our generation of not having any spiritual mentors. I got saved out of a heathen home, and my dad was a World War II Normandy survivor. And he hardly could handle himself, after the poor thing, after what they've all been through over there. And I didn't get it fathered. And so I was always looking for spiritual fathers. And you think you find some, and then you find out that they're in the wrong thing. Today we're going to share some stuff, because people are stuck in the Word of Faith movement. And our church was the first Word of Faith church. We used to be called Rhema Ministries back in 1970. What was it? It was
78.
78, okay. Yeah, we have some of the original people here. And so I feel an obligation to share some of this, even though we left we saw parts of it that were really bad and some parts we didn't agree with. Still, it infiltrates almost everything that you do. And I didn't know the history. And now that I'm studying it more and more and more, and today we're not here to argue. We're not here to fight. We're not here to bring division. We're here to speak truth. And when the truth is spoken and you get delivered, it's just like, wow, I was under works. And we're going to see that today. We're going to go through again the history of the new thought. This is a library book that I bought online. The library must have closed. But it's the history of new thought, from mind cure to positive thinking and the prosperity gospel. And I'm going to go through some stuff. We'll see how far we get today. Just how important it is you know the history of New Thought and what part of mixture was added to when we grew up and thought we were just wanted more of God and we got a mixture. God's not in a mixture. And I've got some messages on mixture. God hates a mixture. So anyway, I wanted to share this cute little letter. And where was she from?
Abilene, Texas.
Texas, okay. She goes, dear Roberta, I so love your YouTube videos. I've been out of church for years now because I've been unable to belong anywhere. We hear this everywhere. I was interested and horrified to learn about what Blavatsky said about using the churches to bring in the New World Order. No other preacher I've listened to are saying that. Please don't apologize for talking about the ugly satanic stuff going on. Leave the tickling to somebody else. You are like an oasis in the desert. We need you to give us safe water. And then she said, she's old and poor, and she put in her little mite. It was so precious. She said, forgive me, but I say every day, I love you, Bertie. I thought that was so cute. And then a couple other things I won't share. She goes, I watch on YouTube. Is there really a place for us anymore? And that made me more, you know, if I get discouraged, I get little letters like this that keep me going. It's like, there are people out there that this is their church. And if you want to join our online church, we'll have a video at the end. We have had people say they don't know how to get on, it's not working. If you want to iMessage me, Roberta Morrison Gilbert, and then I can invite you. Maybe that will work. Anyway, so let's start today in 1 Timothy chapter 6. And how's everybody doing? We just had prayer for our children, so if we're weepy and snotty and blah, blah, that's why. We love our kids. We love this generation, and it's so sad to see there's so much deception going on and that we're really in the middle of an occultic revival, and they think it's God. And it's time we have to speak as long as we can. Okay, so now in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I was reading this today, I thought, well, let's look in chapter 5. He said, some men's sins are open beforehand, going before them to judgment, and some men they follow after. Some people are going to be, we're going to see they're going to be put in jail and they're going to be judged, and other people, you know what? Their sins are going to stay secret, but before the throne of God, guess what? We all must stand. And I want to be able to stand before God and say, I preached the true gospel and I've repented for anything that wasn't of you. How about you guys? This is his gospel. We have no right to add to it and change it or cherry pick, like I taught a couple weeks ago, on take this scripture and put it with that, and then it makes it sound, you know, this doctrine, which really happens in the history of New Thought and these other movements in the prosperity gospel. Okay, so anyway, the verse we're going to get to is 1 Timothy 6:20. But as we jump there, there's so many good things I can't preach on today, but I was like, this is such a loaded chapter. Verse 5, supposing that gain is godliness from such what? Withdraw thyself. But godliness what? With contentment is great gain. Verse 9, they that be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some men have coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou man of God, what are you supposed to do? Flee these things. In verse 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. We need faith, what? To lay hold on eternal life. This world is passing. We're going to another one, right? Then it says, and I want to go right down to verse 20. This is the verse we want to land on for a minute. But boy, when you start reading your Bible with new eyes, you start saying, that doesn't match up with some of these doctrines. That doesn't match up with some of these doctrines. Who's this author writing to? Keep the scriptures in context. Don't just pull them out to make it say something, that which a lot of these people have done. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. Look at that word, vain babblings and of oppositions of science, so-called. We're going to talk about that. That's falsely so-called knowledge, and in the Greek it actually means gnosis. So they believe that there's deeper knowledge and there's deeper illumination. This is what they add on. They add on to the Bible their Gnosticism, their philosophies, and we're not to be captivated by the philosophies. That's the wisdom of the world. The wisdom we get is from the Bible, right?
Yep, yep.
Okay, so right before we get into, and today I want to get into this book a little bit because it is a hard book to find, and we're just going to go through, here, would you grab that for me? Thanks. I just want to say the biblical Jesus and the false Jesus that's being preached. The biblical Jesus is born as God Almighty in the flesh, John 1:1-14. He loves us enough to what? To speak truth. The true Jesus speaks truth. He's not a compromiser. He's not wimpy. He's not one. He takes out whips and he cleaned out the temple, right? What you wonder what he'd do today. He points us to the eternal treasures. He warns of sin, of judgment, and hell. He commands repentance of sins. He gives you salvation, hope, peace, and joy. He's hated and despised by the world. We are not to love the world. Hollywood is going absolutely Hollywood. They're going absolutely crazy. There's so many people that want to fashion their lives after the movies and TV. Don't love the world, the things of this world. They are not as they appear to be. So he says, expect persecution in his name. We're going to be persecuted when we stand up for the true gospel. If you preach the false gospel, you can get multitudes. People will love you. But if you preach the narrow way, persecution is coming. And if they pass the Equality Act, we have not seen anything yet, church. It brings division. Jesus, the true Jesus, he didn't come just to make everybody happy. He came to make people holy and called and separated unto himself. He brings division when necessary. We got to love him more than anything else. He exalts the Father's will. You look at Jesus and he was praying, Father, your will, what is your will? An example, what we should do, Father, your will. Today in the movements, we've heard that if you pray, if it be thy will, is totally unbelief. He commands us to deny ourselves. The preachers tonight today say, love yourselves. We're hearing two different gospels everywhere. Demands that emotions, experience, and opinion confirm to sound teaching. In other words, you might have experiences now in these new moves of God, but if it's not in the Bible, there's other spirits. We are having an occult invasion in the name of revival, especially among the youth. But we have to let it, if this stuff isn't in the Bible, we've got to get so back to what the Bible says that we are not going to go off into all these strange manifestations that are happening everywhere. And in the name of God saying, oh yeah, we've got to go back and incorporate the New Age, incorporate the occult, incorporate auras, incorporate all this, because they have secrets that we need in Christianity. No, go read your Old Testament, which they tell you not to read. Go read and find out how God calls that an abomination. Come out from amongst them, not join them. Right. Come out. The true Jesus warns of false signs and wonders. He tells us not to go seek. He said, a wicked generation seeks after signs. And what I'm seeing in these movements is power. They want more. They want more. They want more. It's like a covetousness for power and pride. They're very, very boastful. The Bible warns of the false signs and wonders because what this is doing, it's conditioning the world for the spirit of Antichrist. Now, the false Jesus, he will allow everyone into heaven. The false Jesus came to bring peace. Have a happy day. No division. He doesn't require obedience. He doesn't require holiness. He doesn't require repentance. The false Jesus only preaches on love. Just love. We've got to love everyone. He never says anything offensive. The false Jesus calls everyone his children. Read the Bible. What did Jesus say? You're of the father of the devil. Wow. He will not send anyone to hell, this false Jesus. In fact, they don't even believe there is one. The false Jesus wants you to do your own will. Your own dream, your own destiny. The false Jesus commands are just suggestions. This is the false Jesus that the world loves. This is the false Jesus that's very popular. But guess what? The true Jesus isn't popular with the world. He said, if you love the world, guess what? The love of the Father isn't in us. There's a separation. Now, this book, it's called The History of New Thought, and we're going to go through this quickly, see how far I get today. I already had half of my message I had to put. I said, this has got to go for next week. We're not even going to get there. But here, now you see in 1 Timothy chapter 6 about science, we're going to hit that word science for a minute, okay? The science here, it says, because we are not to, where is it? Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so-called. In other words, it's falsely called knowledge. It's spiritual illumination, which some professing have erred from the faith, the true faith. So they're bringing in this science. They're bringing in this physics. They're bringing in all this stuff they're saying is knowledge. But in the Greek, it's Gnosticism. It's higher knowledge that false teachers possess, and they boast about, and they are opposing the true gospel. Does that make sense? So it's the science here he's talking about. Don't fall for this Gnosticism. Don't fall for this higher knowledge, this more of God. You can't find it in that book. We're going out mapping. You can't. They're putting down everything of traditional Christianity as old, outdated. You got to have something different, something more, something new. You're not going to find that there through Jesus. You're going to find it through the new apostles that are being raised up. So this is a huge worldwide movement, and we need to spend time on it because it's so serious, okay? Now, right from this book, I'm just going to share, because I know a lot of you don't get this, won't get this book, just to see that we have been infiltrated for a long time. Now, New Thought encourages its adherents to incorporate both a suitable, expanded science and a suitably expanded spirituality. So what they're doing is they're saying they're mixing the mind sciences, the metaphysics, the metaphysic world, into a practical philosophy for daily living. Now, New Thought is a philosophy. We've been taught, don't go after philosophies, right? We've been talking the last couple of weeks, don't be captured, don't be captivated by the knowledge of men. And they will say science backs this, okay? So God's warning us. Everything's in here. It's just amazing, isn't it? So the New Thought, why it's so important is it is the basis for the Word of Faith movement and for the NAR movement and for the occult revival that's coming, that's here. It's not even coming. We have to know this so that regardless of, you know, a lot of people say, just name names. There's so many names. You've got to know what's being taught so you know what is truth. They said, this is New Thought. And this is why I love this revival that's happened. The real revival is people are coming out of the occult and the New Thought, and they're going, we're exposing these things in the churches. These people that were in deception are coming out and saying, we don't buy it. We've already been there. And guess what? It doesn't work. I love that. So they mix this science and spirituality into a practical philosophy for everyday living. Okay, so they take guidance from, in the New Thought, they take guidance from everything. And this is what we're seeing happening in these supernatural schools of ministry. This is just one school, but it's happening in all these other countries. It's going to raise up ministers, and you're going to see a flood in the next 10 years like we've never seen of these kind of teachings. Their guidance comes from a multitude of sources, Eastern philosophies, mysticism, and the occult. They're saying that there's things in these movements that we need as Christians. We need to go and take back these secret revelations. This is what's being taught. All right, so New Thought viewed humans' nature as having a progression from savage. They used to think they were just savages, just to a divine nature. Okay, so now you're not just a little nothing, a little worth. Now we need self-esteem. A new age has come, one in which human beings were privileged to hear the voice of God through what? This is New Thought. Silent prayer. Someone just showed me a pastor around here saying, why do we go to church to breathe? That's contemplative prayer. Watch. It's coming in. Breathe. Breath prayers. It's also very Catholic. No longer corrupt human nature becomes the means through which God unfolded his plan, molded by natural forces and the revelations of science. Right here, he's warning us, don't get into these metaphysical sciences. Okay? Then, this is small print, I'm sorry, it's really hard to read. Recoiling from the biblical God, so New Thought is recoiling from the biblical God. This is why it's so important, because they're putting in another gospel, and he warned us, he said, beware when they preach another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit. We're in that day. We're in that day right now. He says, recoiling from the biblical God who had reputedly sent life's sorrows as tests of human beings' faith, New Thought practiced visualization, affirmation, and prayer as a means of realizing health, harmony, peace, and prosperity, teaching the divinity of each individual. So here we go back to the Garden of Eden again. Do you want to be like God? They teach you. New Thought teaches, as so does the Word of Faith. I hate to tell you, some of you people, you're stuck in it, and you got to study your way out like we all have. Because the most popular ones say, I don't no longer say, God is Jesus. God is just God. I am God also. They say it in all their teachings. It's very subtle. But this is part of what they have believed. It's from New Thought. They look to the best ways of holding to a positive attitude and thinking one's way to health and wealth. So what is this? This is the power of the mind. And guess what else it is? Works of the flesh. We settle and believe in Jesus' words, don't we? Aren't his words eternal life? Isn't he the way, the truth, and life? These doctrines get you away from the Bible, and they put you in the place of a God, and now you have to believe in your faith. Faith in your faith, faith in your words, because you have the power in your mind to change things. Does this make sense? They concluded that since thoughts, this is new thought, can materialize, success lay in the ability to attract, persuade, and influence one's fellow human beings. Wow. Today, they use hype and entertainment, and they promise power. All right. Another prophet, they even call them prophets, of the new, of the prosperity gospel. Ready for this one? Now, this is a library book. This is not pro or against anything. It's just teaching you what New Thought is and how now there is a new face on New Thought, and it's called the Word of Faith Movement. The newer face of New Thought. The newer face of New Thought that will not give credit to the authors of the New Thought, but are making their own money, making their own books, and will not give any credit and even deny the fact they are part of New Thought. But at the back of the book, he lists all the prosperity preachers that we all know. I was shocked. I was like, this is just a library book, but it's a history of New Thought. The old New Thought and the new New Thought under a different title, but the same junk in the middle. Okay, another prophet of the prosperity gospel was a psychic. He's a psychic. Psychic healer. Richard Inglis, who wrote and taught the technique of visualization. Okay? You got to visualize you're rich. You got to visualize your, you got to visualize. Okay? Have we ever heard that? Listen to this now. When an individual wanted something, the intensity of the thought. How do I do that? Do I have to get more intense? How do I get intensity of thought? The intensity of the thought determines the promptness of the response. And if there should be a delay, the fault will be in yourself. It's your fault. It's your fault you didn't get healed. It's your fault you didn't get blessed. It's your fault you didn't visualize it enough. This is New Thought. Because you do not think clear enough or hold your thought picture efficiently long enough. Now listen to this. Now this is, they teach New Thought to people that are not saved. Okay, this whole visualization is basically taught in a lot of businesses too. It says, now listen to this one. This one just shocked me. If you desire success, social position, any spiritual, mental, or physical thing, it can be gained by simply creating and holding the picture in your mind. It makes no difference whether the thing you create is good for you to have or whether you use or misuse it after you get it. You will get whatever you clearly picture. Listen to this. If you want $1,000 for the purpose of helping a poor family or to hire a man to murder another, it makes no difference with the operation of the law. This is a law of visualization that you can have whatever you visualize, good or bad. You demand, or your demand will be met if you make your picture of the $1,000. Just make that picture, now visualize it. This is New Thought. Okay, now what about today? Let's bring it up today. Just sharing what he says today. The Word of Faith Movement from the library book, The History of New Thought. Don't be mad at me and write letters. I'm just telling you facts. On the fringe of the New Thought movement is the Word of Faith, often called the Prosperity Gospel, the fastest growing segment of Christianity. And this is not a Christian book. Then he goes on, he gives a lot of credit to E.W. Kenyon, and he goes on to history, which we've already talked about. Although Kenyon supposedly opposed these metaphysical religions, he embraced many of their teachings, turning the Word of Faith movement into an apologist for many of their practices. And then it talks about where he went to school. I'm not going to go through all that. Some of it I already have. And who his teachers were from the New Thought movement. Word of Faith is a religious, it's a movement whose beliefs lie somewhere between Pentecostal or Evangelical Christianity, get this, and New Thought. What is that? That is a mixture. God does not want mixture. Right. Who thought they could add to the Bible and teach all of our young children and grandchildren that love God and want to know him these mixture gospels. Now, I believe some are deceived, and some, like all of us, were deceived, but there are some that are planted to teach this. So this is why I'm getting angry, because it's like we've spent years and years and years and years trying to get more faith, trying to do this, trying to do everything right. And so have our kids. Makes me so sad. Then he goes in, and he names the book. He said, one of the best New Thought authors today is Joel Osteen. Enlarging your vision, developing a healthy self-image. Now, these are some of the chapters in his book. Discovering the power of your thoughts and words. Choosing to be happy. His book, Your Best Life Now, 7 Steps to Living at Your Full Potential. New Thought author. And that we'll close with that on this book. But the whole back, it says, samplings of New Thought authors, New Thought groups, but those who have been associated with the Prosperity Gospel and the Word of Faith movement, as well as others whose writings dearly owe a debt to New Thought philosophy, even when they do not identify themselves as such. They are trying to say they are not any part of it, but yet they teach their stuff. Does that make sense to you guys? Okay, let me go through a couple more things. Can you hang on? Oh. As a spiritual movement, now this is the history of New Thought. You can say the new face of the movements that we're in now, which is not only the Word of Faith. The Word of Faith was just coming out into one level, but now we're going into the whole Bethel movement. The occult, the bringing in the New Age, bringing in occultism, having experiences, going to heaven, heavenly trips. People think this is normal. I've been talking a lot about this, but it's growing. In fact, I just read an article, the 6 places to find revival, and all 6 of them were occultist revivals. You'll not know that unless you've studied. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. This is a day you can't take a word from a man or a big name preacher. You have to study for yourself. You have to get into the Bible yourself, and you have to find out where, and even some of the experiences I've had, I've rejected them now. I was like, that was the spirit that came on that big name. You know what I mean? We're all at different levels, and we all have to say, this was God, this wasn't of God, because that's the only way you're going to come through this, and you're going to have to start over. With experience. Some people don't want to. They just like, I don't want to deal with it. It's too hard to face. I'd rather know the truth and say, you know what, I was wrong. Humble myself and say, I was wrong there, but I want to know the truth. So as a spiritual movement, New Thought today is diverse. It's not coming under that name, and it's very, very vocal. It's coming off in different branches. Now charismatic media personalities who admit no connection to New Thought. This is still reading from the book in page 254. Now charismatic media personalities who admit no connection to New Thought, even as their teachings repeat and rehash the principles of early New Thought authors. Whether pushing the power of the mind to cure diseases, the secrets of wealth and power, or the keys to enlightenment, their celebrities represent the newer faith of the modern New Thought. In other words, they won't give any credit to the past, but they are pushing the agenda forward to these new doctrines that are being preached. Page 272, New Thought is a lost term. You're not going to hear it. Healers and empowerment celebrities add their own trademarks for personal gain, whose terminology comes from plagiarizing or stealing New Thought writers, but resist being labeled New Thought, and blissfully denial of their historical heritage. The theme repeated by all these preachers is say it, do it, receive it, and tell it. How to write your own ticket with God. New Thought religion is not being set free from sin, but the process of loving your neighbor. To them, Jesus was not the Son of God, but a man whose spirit was raised from the dead. In fact, they say Jesus had to go to hell, that he became sin. Not that our sin was laid on him. He became sin, basically had to die. Well, Jesus isn't going to die. He wasn't God. this whole doctrine and indoctrination so that you can become like him, you can create like him, you can have all the miracles like him. The gospel of new thought is acceptable to everyone because it omits sin. You don't have to talk about sin. And each person defines the gospel for himself. Yeah, let's just write our own, you know. If it works for you, works for me. Don't offend me. I won't offend you. Let's all just have our own gospel now. It's a mystical experience which entails channeling. So these people that are going out thinking they're getting revelations and visitations, they're getting met by channeling, they're getting met by demonic spirits. And why do we have to sound an alarm? Because our kids are falling for this, because they have great music. And then watch out, because now their doctrines are going to start coming in their songs, or already are. And it's sharing with the occult and Hinduism, which is reclaiming everything that we've lost. We've got to go, and this is how they're bringing it in. Remember, they're going to deconstruct Christianity. I've taught this for years, and they're going to add their new doctrines. Well, we're seeing this right now. They're deconstructing the gospel. There's not just one way. There's many ways. And now, you know, we forget this fear of you're going to have a bad spirit, or you have to test the spirit. In this one book that they were reading, Physics in Heaven, I think it was, if you're a Christian, you don't have to worry about it. All your experiences will be right because you're born again. No, the reason why we test the spirits is because there's other spirits out in the spirit world that are going to draw us away from the true faith. It uses biblical words. This is why it's so hard to discern. Well, they read from the Bible, but they cherry pick pictures. They just take scriptures and they add them. They distort scriptures. It's pagan ideas wrapped in spiritual clothing. This is paganism. We're going back into the Old Testament of things that God says, come out of them. Come out. Not join. Let's go back and see how much we can learn from the New Agers. They're actually getting saved saying, look out, you church. What's wrong with you? I love it. It's human-focused religion based on their own works. This is a works religion. You got to work hard. You got to have perfect thoughts. You can't have a negative thought. You got to confess a lot. You got to have mantras. You got to make sure you say, I am. We are sinners, and we must rely on Jesus' work on the cross. Thank God he paid the price for you. Amen. There's such a freedom. Ephesians 1, 5 through 6. We live for him and for his glory, not for the lust of our eyes, the lust of our flesh, and the pride of life, 1 John 2:15. Our faith is in Jesus and in his words. And when we read his words, faith comes. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to go to seminars, 7 points to faith. Just read the Bible. Yes. Amen. I used to come out of those messages. I was like, I'm more confused now than I ever was. How do I get faith? Well, you don't have enough. You just don't have enough. Well, go read the Bible. Faith comes. I love it. So simple, isn't it? All right. Let me give you a couple more things. New thought philosophy. Remember, this is a philosophy. The Bible tells us to beware of philosophies. Don't be captivated by men's philosophies. Don't get wrapped up in all this science, this goofy science that they're going to say is backing up all these miracles. One of the forerunners to the New Age, much of the motivational and human potential movements today that we see in a lot of our churches, human potential, it's new thought. It's different names, different conventions, dressed up in Christian clothes, and it distorts scriptures, and it's a human-focused religion based on their own works, their own words, their own thoughts, in order to succeed in life. So this is, you don't even need Jesus. You don't even need the gospel with the new thought. You are empowered. Just get the right thought. Again, our faith is in Jesus, and our faith is in his works. Aren't you glad? Now, the new thought did not deny God or Jesus. This is why it's so hard. The mixture is going to get more and more intense. If you're not a studier in this age, if you don't know your Bible, you can get deceived. You don't have to be deceived, but if you don't know your Bible, you can be. Because God, these new thought teachings, they don't deny. They talk about God and they add Jesus and they even use scriptures. but they redefine them. New thought, positive thinking. Positive thinking is from new thought. Positive thinking, we've talked about this before. Robert Schuller, Norman Vincent Peale, 33 degree Freemasons, many ways to God, many paths to God. A lot of the preachers you think, you might want to check them out. Positive thinking, the prosperity gospel. You speak the right words and have faith in your faith. We don't have faith in our faith. We have faith in Him. Have faith in God. All right, now I'm going to have to read this small print here. Are you hanging on?
Yes.
Okay. Now the name Word of Faith, I'm doing this, spending a little more time because we've got people that have been brainwashed in this, and guess what? You got to keep hearing the truth to get out of it because it's been ingrained for 10, 15, 20 years in many people. The name Word of Faith, most people believe the assumption, the fact that the Word of Faith is found in the Bible, it means the teachings are Bible-based. Nothing can be farther from the truth. Word of Faith, given the set of doctrines and teaching it represents, simply means word of command. You command, you decree, you declare. Well, what does the Bible say? Ask. Oh, you don't ask, you already know. What does the Bible say about angels? He sends his angels, he does it. What's this new move? There's an angel for everything. I just found out there's an energy angel. There's an energy angel, there's a this angel, and then I just speak to him and I commission. You know what you're doing? You're playing hocus pocus, weird, I don't know what you want to call it, jumble bumble, hoya hushy. Christianity. So it's the word of command. Now I have all authority, all power. Poor God, he's lost his power. He can't do anything without me. Did you know that? That's what they teach. Well, guess what? There's coming a day you're going to wake up and realize he can do whatever he wants to do. A lot of these preachers that preach this are dead now. Two of them died in plane crashes. I don't think they gave a command for that. What happened? Life happens. So word in your faith is not faith in God, but faith in your word. Faith in yourself. Faith in the power of your mind. Faith in the power of what you visualize. Faith in the power of your words. Because we heard the law of faith, that faith is a law. No matter if you're saved or not, God has to obey that faith law. Metaphysics, new thought. Let me say that again. The word of faith means word of command. Faith in word of faith is not faith in God, but faith in your word. In, okay, I don't know this word, Y-O-R-U-B-A, Yoruba, occultism, this is known as A-S-E. This is occultism. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your words. With a little help from your friends. In the word of faith, God is your slave. You tell him what you want, and he does it. If he doesn't do it quickly enough, you command him to hurry up and fulfill his side of the bargain. I mean, isn't this sad? The more I read on this stuff and I'm studying, I was like, oh. In the word of faith, Jesus is not God, not even the only begotten son. Now they're not saying he's not the only begotten son. You're also equal with Jesus. They're even taking out in the new the New Living Translation, I think it is. They took out the word begotten son of God. That's huge. He is the only begotten son of God. This is huge doctrinally. So he is just a mere man raised to Christ status by virtue of his better knowledge of spiritual laws and principles. You can also have this Christ status and can speak things into existence by mastering the laws. Just visualize long enough. Confess enough. Wins enough. Wins enough. Wins enough. Wins enough. That Jesus used during his time on earth. You can issue words of A-S-E, occultism, to God, and command forth your health and wealth as well, as you will. Just confess it. You have it. But guess what? People have died, found out that didn't work. Oh, they didn't have enough faith. Really. How about we live in a world and there's a devil loose? And how about the outward man perishes and the inner man's renewed day by day? There's a lot of things we're never going to have an answer for. We don't know why some things happen. We live in the world. People have free will, free choice. God's given us free will and free choice. Not everything you can put in a little box with a bow on it. Also, you must affirm only positive things about your life while being careful to avoid saying anything negative about yourself. This includes denying sickness when you're ill. This must be so since power of life and death supposedly lies in your mouth and not in the power of a sovereign will and an all-powerful God. We've taken the power of the tongue a little too far, you think? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. I can bless you or curse you by the way I talk to you. Doesn't say I can go create a universe. I can go create stuff with my words, like, you know, put on an arm. And a lot of these miracles that they're saying they're having, and I've went back in history of a lot of these so-called movements and apostles of faith, there's no valid miracles. Oh, so-and-so kicked somebody and threw them against the wall. You studied these people out, and you go in their hometown, and they said they were a scam back then. Just as we know some of these people are scams nowadays, don't put your faith in men. I have learned that the hard way. We can't put our faith in men. Do not glory in men. Don't say, I'm of this preacher, I'm of that preacher. Say, you're of Jesus. Amen? Because men don't have all the revelation. Men are going to fail you. They don't want to fail you, many good people out there. But we don't have all the truth. That's why you have to study to show yourself approved unto God. But don't just take somebody else's word when they're preaching the history of New Thought under a new title, and we're going into now the occult invasion, and they're calling it revival. In the conclusion, closing with this. The New Thought prosperity gospel, you have to speak the right words that causes success with words and having faith in yourself. Have faith in your faith. New Thought, mind science, defined the thoughts as forces. The force, have you heard this? Force of faith, the force of righteousness, the force. It's a force. It's a science. It's something of the universe. And now they're going to go into vibrations. This whole new movement we're going into is a lot about vibrating. Contemplative prayer, silent prayer. It's going into mysticism. The reason you're poor, sick, or unsuccessful is because you have negative thoughts. Knock it off. Straighten up. I'm going to beat you up again until you get positive and you're happy. Are you positive and happy? Don't you have that negative thought? That negative thought, that thing you fear is coming on you. They take that one scripture from Job and they build a whole doctrine out of it. Humans and people have been scared. Oh, I brought this on myself. I thought this. And people are in bondage over this. Humans have the power to get whatever they desire, they say, mind over matter. Sickness should not be experienced. If you admitted in your body sickness, you broke a universal law. You better go find out which law you broke. It's a law of love. That's it. You broke the, well, you know what? Every freaking one of us have broken the law of love. They teach this. Oh, I got it. And they're just so afraid that they don't love someone. It's your fault. So you got to find out what you did wrong. If you admitted it, if it's in your body, you allowed it. Some people have told me, yeah, do you want it? Do they just wanted to die? Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. They didn't have enough faith. They just wanted to. How stupid doctrine is that? Who wants to die and who wants to get sick? I could say a whole lot. I probably can't right now or I'd get off of YouTube. But don't just let the government throw any kind of a needle in your arm. You do not know what's in there. Do your own research. I have a whole research on that. I don't even want to mention the name or I can get kicked off of YouTube now. Humans have the power to get whatever they desire, mind over matter. Sickness should not be experienced. If it did, you broke. It's your fault. Come to church and feel I'm beat up again. What'd you do wrong this time? You should be conquering. You should be victorious. You should be the head of your corporation. You should have it all. What's wrong with you? You gave into negative thoughts. You broke the law of love. I'm sorry, but I'm having a little fun with this. Closing. Since reality is in the mind, nothing can invade or attack people unless there is something wrong with their thinking. So what do they go back into? The power of the mind, the renewing of the mind. I used to sit under this one guy. All he talked about was Romans 12. You got to renew your mind, renew your mind. And he'd never tell you how to do it, but you just got to renew it. There's something wrong with your thinking. Health, wealth, healing. The method is the same. Control your thoughts and success will materialize. In New Thought philosophy, everything exists in order to pursue money. You must visualize, believe, speak the right words repeatedly. Guess what? You don't even need Jesus. You don't need to pray. You don't need to ask. You just command him around, boss him around, and get with it. You haven't been bossing those angels around. They've been lazy. They've been sitting around doing nothing because you haven't been telling them what to do. Get on it, would you? You must visualize, believe, speak the right words repeatedly, and you will see your circumstances change. This is what's being taught in the name of Christianity. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we just pray that people would come out of some of these movements and get back to you. Get back to you. There is a heaven. There is a hell. We're not going to go visit it. We're not going to say, oh, so-and-so's been. She's got such great vibes. We can hook up with her. You're having a hard time going to heaven? Join up with Sally. She's taking a group today. They're doing this. They're doing this all over the world. And they think they're going somewhere. Lord, we just pray for the spirit of truth and revelation. Help us, Lord. There's so much we need to learn. Come back to Jesus, the real Jesus of the Bible. And everyone said?
We just wanted to thank our YouTube audience. We are so glad that you're here. And we just don't take it lightly that you've taken your time to visit us weekly and to watch our YouTube ministry. And we just want to introduce ourselves. We're just a small remnant church. We're a group of believers who wants to follow the true Jesus and the true gospel. And we thank you that you're here doing that with us. Our online church is really a group of people that does life together. And if you consider this your church, we want to do life with you too. So we're inviting you to join us on our private Facebook group. You can search for us on Facebook. It's LIHPC Online Church Fellowship. Please go there and request to become a member, and we would be happy to connect with you online. We would also really love it if you'd want to continue to follow us, if you'd click subscribe and make sure you ring the bell, and that way you'll get notifications every week. And please share this YouTube on your social media so that other people can learn more about the truth as well. Lastly, if you would like to financially support our ministry, if you consider us a part of your church experience and you would like to donate, you can do that by visiting our website, livinginhispresence.org, and just click give at the top. We thank you, and again, we don't take it lightly. We really appreciate you. Thank you.